The first inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Acre Restaurant in downtown Auburn on 96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn and Opelika at play. Tigers put up three in the first inning of work, and it'll be M.A. Grace coming out to give the Tigers this one. 10 appearances on the season for M.A. 1.66 is the ERA, a 4-1 record, and 33 2/3 innings pitched. 27 hits, 12 runs, 8 of them earned. 23 strikeouts and only 5 walks on the year for what you may term as one of Auburn's aces on the season. And they've really got 3 aces that they like to go to, but M.A. will be in the zone. She'll strike out a lot of batters, but she won't walk very many at all. If you're just joining us, welcome into the Auburn High School Sports Network. Jack Hutton here with you to bring you all the action tonight of Auburn High softball on the road in Opelika at West Ridge Park. We are at the home of the Opelika Bulldogs, and the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning is fouled off the netting down the right side. 0-1 is the count. If you missed the top of the first inning, we just told you a moment ago, Auburn put up 3 runs thanks to an L.R. Sawyer 3 sneaks inside the line. 0-1 pitch from Grace is down and out. 1-1 to count. Smith, the batter for the Opelika Dogs, leading off. It'll be Smith, Harrelson, Clayton, Jones, Adjie, Soltau, Morgan, Birmingham, and Foley to round things out for the Dogs tonight through their order. The 1-1 pitch ripped on the ground right past the glove of Alsobrook. That's going to get to the wall. Around first base goes Smith. She's into second base. She's not stopping there. Headed to third, and a head-first slide puts her in. Boy, the throw came into second base by the Tigers. And Smith, seeing the ball in the air, went ahead, touched second base, and motored towards third. So not how you wanted that inning to start after Auburn puts up 3 runs, but that's the beauty of doing that. You get a couple of outs to work with. Smith at third to open things up. And the first pitch of the at-bat to Kelsey Harrelson dives down low for ball 1-0. Harrelson, the second baseman, bats from the right side, swing and a miss at the 1-0 pitch, 1-1 now. I'm going to take you through a few storylines tonight. Auburn coming off of a busy weekend down south. They went 2-2 against some of the state's best, that is. 1-1 is foul, tip back to the screen, 1-2 now. Went down and played the lights of Spanish Fort, Fairhope, Baldwin County. Were able to pick up 2 wins on the weekend. Dropped a couple of heartbreakers as well. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. M.A. Grace throws a rise ball upstairs, and Harrelson goes down swinging, 1 down. So the leadoff triple by Smith still has her at third, and here is Clayton, the 3-hole bat. Shortstop, right-handed stick on the right-handed M.A. Grace. First pitch coming home, swinging a pop-up. Will it stay fair? No, it won't, as it will leak out towards the Auburn dugout. 0-1. Boy, that would have been a nice gift for the Auburn defense.
Let's go, Mop.
Auburn got things started with an M.A. Grace single down the right field line in the first. That eventually turned into 3 runs in the inning for the Tigers. That's what the margin is here in the bottom of the first inning. 1-1 count now as that one misses upstairs. Here is that 1-1 pitch coming home. Grace rocks and fires a fastball right by the bat of Clayton. 1-2 is the count now. It may have been so good at not giving up free bases the past 2 seasons, trying to work a strikeout here. 1-2 pitch. Rise ball misses upstairs, 2-2. First area contest of the year for the Tigers. First road contest here on the network ever. There is one ripped right at Alsobrook. Throw back to third base. She got her. Tigers out of the jam with no run scored. That was a rocket hit right. It also broke it short. No panic by the senior as she's able to gun down Smith at third. The Tigers will take a 3-0 lead to the top of the second. We head to that second inning next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The first inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Acre Restaurant in downtown Auburn on 96.3 W. Lee.
Brought to you by Acre Restaurant in downtown Auburn. Acre Restaurant, sponsor of this first inning. It has just come to a close. Took a little bit to get there, but after one, Auburn leading Opelika 3-0. We're in Opelika. These crosstown rivals going at it in the first area contest of the year for the blue and white. Auburn High softball on your radio. First pitch coming home to Caitlin Brock, the 9-hole for the Tigers. Pitch misses downstairs, 2-0 now. If you missed it, Auburn put up a big first inning, 3 runs. Come across to score. Auburn hit the ball well and got the big 3 RBI double down the left field line by L.R. Sawyer. 2-0. Brock watches that one run by, 2-1. It is Alsobrook, Grace, Harris, Helm, Sawyer, Kelly, Mason, Fitzgerald, and Brock. 2-1. Misses down low, 3-1. In that inning, however, Peyton Fitzgerald, after the first, came out. Gracie Mason headed in there in her place. So Auburn is able to work around having Fitzgerald in the lineup. They get an at-bat from her. She just rips a single to center field. Nothing much as Caitlin Brock takes that one outside. Ball four. And Caitlin Brock works herself a walk. So speed on the base pass early here for the Tigers. Auburn got out of the jam in the first inning. A leadoff triple by the Opelika leadoff Smith was gunned down at third after a lineout to the current Auburn batter, Daly Alsobrook. 0-1 coming home to the Auburn High shortstop. Brock down at first base. Nobody out. We're in the top of the second inning. Alsobrook holding the bat with the left hand. Now he's going to step out. Foley taking a little bit more time than Alsobrook would have liked there. Daly comes in a 5.28 hitter on the season. The 1-1 misses high, 2-1. 5.90 is the OBP for Daly. 14 doubles on the season, 5 home runs. One of the biggest stats that I think Matt Hendricks will tell you. 11 walks, 9 strikeouts, walking more than striking out. Swing and a liner back towards us. That's foul up against the screen, 1-2. One, two, going to have to be short to the ball here for the leadoff hitter, Daly Alsobrook. Auburn has flipped the lineup over here in the top of the second inning. Foley rocks and delivers the 1-2. Misses low, 2-2. We took that one, a little bit of a drop in there. The Auburn shortstop headed to Florida International next season to continue that softball career, but had a little unfinished business with this Auburn High squad this current season. 2-2. Bounces up there. There goes Brock from first base. There will be no throw as she's in safely. Tigers get the runner down to second base here. And Alsobrook will have a full count pitch to do something with.
Hey, do damage here. Do damage. Ball four, base hit. Ball four, base hit.
Got to protect, but should get something good to hit if Opelika is trying to stay in the zone and not walk Auburn's most dangerous hitter. But that's exactly what they will do, and I don't think that that is necessarily the worst outcome for Opelika there. Also, Brook, one of the leading power hitters on this squad, is walked. And so just like that, Auburn in business again. Runners on first and second. Brock and Alsobrook have both walked to start the inning. Now it's M.A. Gray, singled her first time up down the right field line. Doing nothing but hitting 351 coming into this game. Two-hole bat for the Tigers, and pitcher lines this one into right field. Will it get over his head? Yes, it will. M.A. around first base, digs towards second. Brock will touch third. She's on her way home. Alsobrook right behind her. Both of them will touch the plate without a throw. 5-0 Auburn on the double by M.A. Grace.
Atta baby, M.A.
Mary Alderson Grace just continues to hit the ball. That time for a little bit of power. As she helps her calls two runs score, it was Brock and Alsobrook right on her tail. Caitlin Brock came around third base, kind of looking up, thinking that the ball may have been caught for a moment, but had to get on her horse as Daly was a couple steps behind her. And Auburn does get the leadoff runners in. 5-0 ball game. It'll be a new pitcher for the Opelika Dogs. We'll take a break on the Auburn High School Sports Network. When we come back, Auburn will try and keep the rally going. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High School Baseball on 96.3 W Lee is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Emily Birmingham on the pitch here for the Dogs. Don't have any numbers to give to you tonight. Only the Auburn High ladies will have those. So Emily Birmingham will be the new pitcher. Right-hander will put on the new mask and come into the circle here in relief of Caitlin Foley. She goes one inning. One-plus innings, that is, gives up five runs. And the Tigers were able to hit her around the park tonight. One, two, three, four hits. And four different Auburn batters drawing a walk. And the first pitch comes home from Birmingham to Olivia Harris in the box. Misses down low, 1-0. Harris, a 395 hitter on the way in here. 432 is the on base. Six doubles on the year for Olivia Harris. Four homers as well. The 1-0 ripped into left field. That'll get down and go to the wall. One run will score. Olivia Harris will motor towards second base, and she's in there with an RBI double. Auburn continues to rip the ball here in the first opening innings. Auburn doing it from every side of the dish tonight. Against every pitch they see, they've put up three in both the first and second innings tonight. Olivia Harris notching that average up, maybe getting close to 400 with that hit. If so, that would be two Auburn hitters above 400 going into area play. And here is the dangerous Abby Helms. Runner down at second base. Helms, her first time up, was hit in the knee on the first pitch, so hadn't seen a whole lot of action yet. And if you're the Dogs here, Birmingham's job has become limit the damage and just give your team a chance. A 1-0 pitch coming home. This is low, skips up there in the turf, and a nice stop behind the dish by Soltau. We gave you a very brief countdown to first pitch tonight, presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. The 2-0 pitch is waved at and missed by Helms, an off speed and a good one by Birmingham there. I think Abby was hoping for a fastball to drive out of here. And if she connects, this one will go a long way. Abby, certainly the best power hitter on this squad, has turned into a really good average hitting first baseman slash pitcher. She pops that one down the left field line. That'll go foul. 2-2 is the count now. Back in the first inning, Acre Restaurant sponsoring that one. Tigers got a 3 RBI double from the bat of L.R. Sawyer. And they've put up 3 in this inning thanks to 3 hits. Abby Helms goes after that one off speed, up in her eyes, 2-2 now as she fouls that one back to the screen. Actually, check that. Only 2 hits in the inning for Auburn, but 2 walks. First 4 base runners have reached here for the Tigers. As they open things up in area play tonight, the 2-2 pitch coming home from Birmingham. Here it is. Off speed, Helms waits on it, pops it up into center field. Under it is the Opelika center fielder. She'll make the grab for out number 1. Abby just missed that one. A nice job by Helms, too. That one, Birmingham went off speed with it on 3-2 instead of just trying to get me over strike. She tries the changeup, and Abby stays back and rips it. Just got under it, though. So a fly out to center, and here is L.R. Sawyer. 3 RBI double her last time up. Has a chance to add to that RBI total here. First pitch comes home. Another rip. That is foul right by the third base batter's box. Coach Hendricks has to do a little limbo to get out of the way of that one. L.R. is on that velo tonight. First time up, boy, it was, we're looking right down the third base line here. And it couldn't have hit fair by more than about 6 inches. 0-1 with the Viaducts flying over us in center field is hit on the ground to third base. Third baseman looks back the runner. Now Harris will head towards third base on the throw over to first. Sawyer is retired on the ground out, but Harris does move up a bag. So now a pass ball could get you a run here, thanks to the heads-up base running by Olivia Harris. Either that or a Reese Kelly rip somewhere would do the trick. Auburn leading 6-0 already in the first area contest of the year. First pitch comes home to Kelly. Swinging a ground ball over to third base. Booted for a moment. She'll pick it up. Tries to come home. Olivia Harris is safe at the dish. Kelly thought about rounding first. She'll stay on first as that one came back off of the brick walling. But Olivia Harris, thanks to the heads-up base running by the Auburn third baseman, makes this a touchdown and an extra point game. It's 7-0 Tigers. On the ground to third base. For a moment, looks like that is McCall Clayton, who has moved over to third. Made a nice play on the first ground ball, too, where the second one eats her up a little bit, and Auburn gets a run out of it. Keep the lineup rolling. Here is the senior, Gracie Mason. Kelly takes off towards second base on the swinging strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. Kelly's got another stolen bag on the year. Give Reese her 6th of the season. She displays that speed again. A slap hitter in Gracie up there. She could sneak one through the infield here. Tigers hop out to an 8-0 lead. 0-1 coming home. Here it is. Swing and a miss by Mason. Kelly dances about a quarter of the way down the line, then heads back to second. Gracie on her way to Auburn University Montgomery next season to continue her softball career. 203 is the average. 7 stolen bases on the year. She can work her way on one of Auburn's quick-feeted outfielders. 1-2 now as that one finds a zone. Gracie does have 12 hits on the season. Most of them beat right into the ground and just running them out. 1-2. Does it here. She heads down the first baseline. Up with it is the third baseman. That is Clayton, and she makes a nice play to just retire Gracie Mason by a step. My goodness. Gracie has had about 10 of those this season that she's about a length of a grass away from legging out a hit. Instead, she is retired, but not before Auburn pushes across four runs in the top of the second inning. They lead Opelika 7-0 as we head bottom two next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
At Troy Bank & Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
School baseball and softball on 96.3 W. Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
To the bottom of the second we go. Auburn up a touchdown and an extra point. First pitch from M.A. Grace pops inside 1-0. Auburn on the road in Opelika tonight for the first contest of area play on the season. This is Auburn High School softball here on WLE 96.3. Jack Hutton here with you to bring you through all the action tonight. As the first baseman, Jones, pops into the box. Jade Jones, that is. Warriors number 25, bats on the right side, kind of close together of the feet. On the batting stance, she kind of loads up from a very condensed stance. 2-0 from M.A. Right down the middle, strike one, 2-1. Little scoreboard happy from the operator up there. Goes to 3-0 for a moment. Retreats to its 2-1 position here. Here's the 2-1 offering from Grace. Off speed, that one dove inside, and M.A., unlike her, having trouble finding the zone here early. The rock and the fire from M.A. on the way. Swing and a miss. Oh, the rise ball works out. I think that was going to be a ball up in the eyes of Jones, but she swings through it. Full count pitch. Getting set to come home to Jay Jones. A 3-2 pitch roped right back up the middle. Mason came on for a moment, but we'll have to play it on the hop. And there is Opelika's second hit of the game. Jones was able to get on top of a full count offering from M.A. Looked like a fastball belt high that she pounds into the gap. So the single will bring up Agi. That's Agi, that is. Jazara Agi in the five spot. Takes a first pitch strike from M.A. Fastball in the outside corner. 0-1 the count. Auburn up 7-0. We're in the bottom of the second inning here in Opelika's high school softball field in West Range Park. Count has gone to 0-2 here as M.A. comes back with a couple.
I roll it up, middle's rolled up.
Now Grace will rock and fire home the third. The 0-2 pops straight up right behind us. That'll get foul. A little outside. Agi went chasing that one. Count will stay at 0-2. We told you a little bit about it. Auburn went on the road this past week down south. Got the record to 16-6 on the year. 0-2 pitch again is fouled back. The concessions behind us. It'll stay 0-2. Auburn held their own down south against some of the best competition in the state. You got Fairhope, one of the better teams in 7A, and then Spanish Fork, top three team in all of 6A this year. 0-2. Swinging a liner. That'll get through the infield. Another base hit. All runners will move up one base. Jones to second. Adji with a single. And there are runners at first and second. He may be having a little bit of trouble retiring these Opelika Dogs without some hard contact. Got the big line-out double play to end the first inning. And other than the strikeout in that first, been hit hard the other three batters. Squaring around the bunt is the catcher, Soltau. And pops it back, 0-1. Throw almost got by him. Hey, Grace, that one could have been bad. Kennedy Soltau, the right-handed catcher, made a couple of nice grabs to keep Auburn off of the scoreboard even more so in that first inning behind the dish. 0-1, lays down a great bunt. Grace up with it, over to first, in time, out number one. Auburn takes the out given. They'll certainly take that one up 7-0. The sacrifice bunt successful, and it'll bring up left fielding Caitlin Morgan. Caitlin Morgan, that is. Runners at second and third now. Got a couple to bring in here, does Caitlin. Again, Auburn scored three in the first, four in the second, if you're just joining us. The first pitch humming home from Grace in there on the lower half of the zone for strike one. Oh, one. Swing and a foul tip. Right backwards it goes. It'll go to 0-2 now. Emma Kate Penton behind the dish, barking out orders to the defense. Auburn outfield is very slightly pulled a little to the left here. Mason playing just a little left to center. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. M.A. Grace has a second one of the night. And there are two down in the inning. Here's Emily Birmingham coming up trying to help her cause out. She's down 7-0 in the circle. She'd like nothing more than to bring her team closer here. M.A. Grace would like to keep the Dogs off the scoreboard after two hits with no outs in the inning. First pitch, strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Nothing and one to count. Grace rocks, and the delivery coming home. Swing and a miss again. Nothing and two. Auburn another strike away from working out of a jam. Got into a bit of a jam in the bottom of the first inning. We're able to get out of it thanks to a line-out throw-out. And the 0-2 pitch coming home here in the bottom of the second is high, 1-2. Ime with a 1.66 ERA this season. She has been phenomenal at not giving up earned runs. Can she retire the Dogs here? The 1-2 popped up right behind her. Oh, EK couldn't find it. And it'll fall to the turf. 1-2, it'll stay. Scheduled to bat for the Tigers will be Peyton Fitzgerald, Caitlin Brock, and Daly Alsobrook, the 8-9-1 batters in the top of the third. Will they be doing it with a 7-run lead? Or will it be trimmed? Could find out on this pitch. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. It'll be a 7-run lead for the Tigers as they head to the top of the third inning. M.A. Gray strikes out two to strand the runners at second and third, and we head to that top of the third next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. at Southern Union State Community College. You can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Follow AHS Baseball here on 96.3 W. Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Auburn High softball on W. Lee 96.3. First area game of the season. We're on the road in Opelika at West Ridge Park, home of the Opelika Bulldogs. And this crosstown rivalry continues. Auburn has taken the first two innings and have done a ton with their bats. They are up 7-0 through these first two as we head to the top of the third inning here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Jack Hutton here with you to bring you through all the action tonight. Squad coming back from a road trip down south. At play again here, and the first pitch is an off-speed to Peyton Fitzgerald for a strike, nothing and one. Peyton lined a single to first, to center that is, back in the first inning. Like to duplicate that result here, the 0-1 pitch coming home from Birmingham. The righty rocks and fires, tapped in front of the dish, could be a tough play. Birmingham overthrows to first base. That one is in time for the out. What a nice play by Birmingham coming out of the circle, grabbing it, and making the peg over to first base in time. Fitzgerald doesn't run incredibly well down the line, but was able to get down there and make it a close play. Birmingham just made a little bit better play there. And here is Caitlin Brock. Walked her first time up, takes the first pitch strike there, nothing and one. Caitlin, 278 is the average coming into today, 371 on base. Walks more than she strikes out, 8 walks to 7 Ks on the season. Does her job of finding her way on base. 0-1. Squares to bunt, pulls it back, 1-1 now. If you're joining us over at Plainsman Park, Auburn baseball taking on UAB tonight. Top of the fifth. In that action, UAB leading Auburn 4-2. UAB going for the season sweep of the Auburn Tigers, 16th-ranked Auburn Tigers. Count has gone to 2-1 here on Caitlin Brock. Here is that 2-1 pitch, off speed, swing and a miss by Brock, 2-2. Auburn has found a couple of answers tonight. In the box, they have hit the ball extremely well, especially with runners in scoring position in the 2-2 pitch coming home to Birmingham. Off speed upstairs, 3-2 now. Brock worked a walker first time up, trying to do it again here. The rock and the delivery coming home from Birmingham on the 3-2 pitch. Slap to third off the glove over there of Clayton, and everybody's safe. Caitlin Brock legs it out. Go ahead and give her a single on that one. That was piped right at the third baseman, Clayton, who couldn't get leather on it. Brock on board another time tonight. That's a walk and a single on the evening. Stole a baser last time up. And now here's Daly Alsobrook. Auburn has flipped the lineup over again. Daly has hit in each inning tonight. First pitch, off speed. There goes Brock. Pitches a ball. No throw down to second base. Brock in there with another stolen base. Caitlin's 12th of the season. She has been an opportunistic base runner. Alsobrook with a runner at second. Chops one to shortstop. Play is made. Throw over to first base is in time to get the Auburn leadoff bat, but the runner heads down to third base in Brock. And there are two down. So to take a two-out hit from M.A. Grace, fortunately for Auburn, that hadn't been a problem tonight thus far for the senior pitcher. A single and a two RBI double. And she has worked her way on both times. First pitch is an off-speed, though, that drops in there for a strike, 0-1. M.A. has done her work in the circle this year, but has produced at the plate, and talked to Coach Matt Hendricks last week. Can't take her out of the lineup if you're going to keep hitting like this. 0-1 pitch must have been high, and it'll run it to 1-1. Off speed. Couldn't find the top of the zone. Birmingham, the Opelika righty, delivers a 1-1 pitch. Missed the outer half. 2-1 now. Good eye by M.A. Runner down at third. Homer trying to bring home their eighth run of the evening. They've put up two goose eggs in the Opelika bottom of the innings. 2-1. Swing and a little looper on the infield. What a nice play by the catcher. That is Soltau, who comes out of the crouch, and she's able to make a reaching play, and M.A. is retired for the first time tonight. So Auburn puts up a zero once another first-timer on the evening. And Auburn's out of luck. We head to the bottom of the third inning next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
New pitcher for the Auburn High Tigers here in the bottom of the third. M.A. Grace gets the Tigers through the first two innings unscathed. However, she was hit hard a couple of times, and so I think Auburn has chosen to go in a different route. Abby Helms will take the circle here. Abby, 4-1 on the season in 13 appearances. 3.13 is the ERA in 47 innings pitched. 53 hits against her, 30 runs, 21 of those earned. 53 strikeouts to only 11 walks on the season. Abby has always been a good strikeout-to-walk ratio pitcher, but this season she's been even more impressive with that. First pitch on the way from Helms. There's some velo for strike one, and that's the difference between M.A. and Abby Helms. Abby can run it by you in a hurry. It's going to be different speeds here for the Dogs. Foley, the batter from the left side. The 0-1 pitch comes home. Cutter just missed that outside corner, 1-1 now. If you're just joining us, hello again, everybody. Jack Hudden here to bring you through all the action tonight. Auburn High School softball at play in Opelika at West Ridge Park in Opelika, that is. 1-1 pitch off speed, and she held it a little bit too long. That'll miss upstairs, 2-1. Tigers on the road for the first time on the Auburn High Sports Network this year. And for the first time on the road in the regular season ever for the AHS Sports Network softball crew. 2-1 pitch right there for a called strike two, 2-2. That's right, our inaugural game on the road in regular season play, doing the area games this year. We'll also do, of course, all the home games and then the postseason. 2-2 pitch right by the bat of Foley for strike three. Abby Helms comes in and retires Foley on five pitches. Strike one, two, and three go by the bat. And Opelika, for the first time tonight, will flip the lineup over. Jasmine Smith will step in. She led off the Opelika batting order with a triple in the first inning and did not come in to score. First pitch. Don't know where it missed, but I think EK may have dropped that one at the dish and forced the ball call there. 1-0. Looked in a good spot there by Helms. 1-0 pitch coming home from Abby. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Abby second on the team this season in innings pitched at 47. 1-1. Oh, just missed that low outside corner. That's that cut fastball that Abby's, we've become accustomed to seeing Abby throw. 2-1. About to be on the way to Jasmine Smith. Here it is. Strike there on the inside corner, strike two. 2-2 now. That zone moving a little bit inside here. Homer trying to adjust here. One down. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Auburn on top of Opelika, 7-0. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball down the first baseline. Gobbled up over there by Taylor Coleman, who's come into the game, I believe. Yes, it is. Coleman will gobble that one up, step on the bag, and there are two down in the inning. Auburn retires a leadoff bat for the first time tonight. Now it'll be up to Katie Harrelson to get a rally going for the Dogs in the third inning. First pitch won't do much of that, as that one's right by the swinging bat of her. Nothing and one. Abby lives at the knees and then up top in at the letters with that cutter. She is effective with it. 0-1. Bunted at and fouled over to the right side up against the bricks. Nothing and two. Auburn a strike away from cruising through the third inning. Talking to Matt Hendricks, and we hope to after tonight's game. Folks, Auburn's got a chance this year with the arms they've got in the circle. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's another example of it. Abby Helms with two strikeouts in the inning. She ups that total to 55 on the season, and we head to the top of the fourth. 7-0 Tigers, a touchdown lead for Auburn as we head to that top of the fourth next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The fourth inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters on 96.3 W. Lee.
Olivia Harris coming on to lead off the top of the fourth inning for this Auburn High offense. Already up 7-0 on the Opelika Dogs in the first area contest of the year for Auburn High. Fourth inning of today's matchup is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years on South College. Visit them today, Mountain High Outfitters. First pitch to Olivia Harris upstairs, 1-0 the count now. First couple of times up, Liv reached base both times. First reached on an error by the shortstop in the first inning, and then an RBI double back in the second. Swings and misses at the 1-0 pitch, 1-1. Livia started off this season a little bit surprising, but certainly a pleasant surprise for this Auburn High squad. 1-1 pitch is ripped on the ground over to shortstop. Has trouble with it. There'll be no play at first. Harrelson over at short has moved there from second base earlier in the game. Couldn't get a good glove on it. Kalen Morgan has switched over to second base from left field. Out in left is first pitcher of the night for Opelika, Foley. First pitch hits the turf. Runner going from first base. Throw down to second is not in time. Oh, wait a minute. They changed the call. I believe Olivia Harris had beaten the throw for a moment, but she may have come off the bag. The call was changed at second base after an initial safe call. Harris slid around the tag momentarily, but they call her out. And Helms will now bat with one down and nobody on. So Olivia gunned down at second to start things off. Abby Helms hits this one deep out the left field over everybody's head. She'll round first base and head towards second in a stand-up double for the Auburn pitcher, Abby Helms. First hit of the night for Abby. Second time she's been on base. Now coming on to run, Addison Clinton has already scored a run tonight. Now her third time pinch running is M.A. Grace. When she was pitching, got on a couple of times. Now Clinton will come on to run for the current pitcher, Abby Helms. And here is Sawyer at the dish. Doubled and grounded out to third tonight. And the first pitch, ooh, hit the bottom of the zone, 0-1. Like a drop that was able to find the zone there. Boy, LR hit her first double of the night hard down that third baseline and turned around and ripped one right at the coach's box in the next inning. 0-1. Good pitch on the outer half. Can't find the zone, though, 1-1. Blaisman Park, bottom of the sixth inning. UAB still on top of Auburn, 4-2. Tigers have a base runner at first with two down in that. Chris Rimbert at the dish. If you're paying attention there, the 1-1. Off-speed hit into right field. Going after it is the right fielder. She can't get it. Sawyer touches second base. Clinton around second to third. Will dig for home. She'll be in safely. Auburn has increased the lead to an 8-0 ball game on the double by LR. Second double of the night. Number 4 RBI by Lena Ray Sawyer. And now we'll get a conference in the circle. Opelika, I believe, is going to make a pitching change here. Auburn has taken an 8-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning thanks to another double by this Auburn squad. In fact, two doubles in a row bring that run in, and the Tigers will see a new arm when we come back. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about the new Opelika pitcher next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The fourth inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters on 96.3 W. Lee.
Jay Jones, the new pitcher for the Opelika Dogs. 8-0 Auburn High softball leads this one in Opelika. The first pitch coming home to Reese Kelly is a strike, 0-1. Some defensive changes for you. Emily Birmingham goes out of the circle. She'll move over to third base. Kalen Morgan will head from, I believe Kalen had gone to the dugout. Now back at first. 0-1 pitch. Foul back to the screen. 0-2. At second, it's Katie Harrelson. Shortstop, McCall Clayton now. lot of substitutions going on as Opelika mixes and matches. Jones in a circle to righty, facing the righty, Kelly. Kelly swings and flies this one into shallow center field. It's down for a hit. On her way to third base is Sawyer. She's safe, and Kelly slides into second base. Heads up, base running by Reese. LR had to see that one down. Once she did, she took off towards third base. It was a good throw from the center fielder, Aggie, but not in time to get Sawyer. Auburn with a couple in scoring position. I believe we're going to have another change made here. Looks like E.K. Pinton is going to grab a bat and hit for Gracie Mason. Pinton, the catcher, in that flex spot tonight. Briefly told you about that in our Auburn Bank starting lineups. Champions of You, proud sponsor of Auburn High School softball and Auburn High School athletics. Once again, that's Auburn Bank. E.K. Pinton now will be the pinch hitter. And she is in that flex spot, so Auburn can use her there and then put her right back where she came from at catcher. But she'll bat for Gracie. Auburn trying to get some pop in the circle, get these runners home. First pitch of the inning coming. First pitch of the at-bat, that is, as E.K. fouls it back, nothing and one. Emma Kate Pinton on the season, had a tough year, 204 is the average. 11 hits, 3 doubles. 4 RBIs on the season, 13 strikeouts, only one walk on the year. E.K., a free swinger, one of Auburn's best bats if she can get it right. 0-1. Upstairs, 1-1 now. Nice job by Pinton to watch those go by. Looks down in the third base box to Matt Hendricks in his 11th season at the helm for the Auburn High Tigers. And is back in. If you're joining us, Auburn leads 8-0. Top of the fourth inning, Tigers jumped on Opelika in the first two for 7 total runs, and E.K. grounds that one back to the circle. Jones able to come up, throwing to first in time. Runners cannot advance. Kelly went about 70% of the way to third base before she realized that Sawyer wasn't going from third. Had to retreat all the way back to the bag. Fortunately, was able to get back in time before Opelika threw her out. The Tigers can't get the run home. It'll be up to Peyton Fitzgerald. Is singled and grounded out to the pitcher tonight. First pitch of the at-bat slides inside, 1-0. Auburn could put up 2 quick runs here. Get through another inning or so, they'll have themselves a run rule win. Fitzgerald, no batting gloves for the righty. The 1-0 pitch. Over the head, hits the screen, and pounces right back to the catcher, Soltow. She's able to come up and hold Sawyer down at third base. No runners will advance. Fitzgerald in the box has hit .242 on the season. 8 hits on the year for Peyton. 2-0. Fastball misses upstairs. 3-0 it'll go. On deck, Caitlin Brock, the slap hitter. She has walked and singled on the infield tonight. In that slap hitting role with bases loaded, you wonder if Auburn would go to a pinch. 3-0. Swung on by Fitzgerald. She was going after it. Fouled it over to the left side up against the right leg of Matt Hendricks. He gave it a green light, as Matt Hendricks does very often with his players here. Let some swing on that count when most of your Little League coaches would tell you to go ahead and take that one. And the 3-1 pitch popped up on the infield. That'll get down. Fitzgerald will be safe at first base. A run will come in to score in Sawyer. I think you give her a hit on that one, as that was hit just shy of the shortstop position. Clayton came on to field it. She had to dive and lay out for it, just couldn't grab it in time. Infield single and an RBI for Peyton Fitzgerald, her second hit of the night. And Kelly over to third base. So another pinch hitter now. Addy Claire Mina will come on here. AC, a 200 hitter, 429 is the on base this year. Does have a hit. Three RBIs on the season, trying to make that four here. Right-handed bat against the right-handed Jay Jones in the circle. Runners at first and third. Tigers trying to move the runners around. First pitch, misses down and inside, 1-0. Just the eighth plate appearance of the season for AC Minor. Big hole up the middle if she can find it. The 1-0 pitch, misses outside, 2-0. Peyton Fitzgerald with her second hit of the night stands on first. Reese Kelly down at third base represents the 10th run of the night for Auburn High. Jones peers in at her, now delivers. Just caught a piece of the inside corner, 2-1. Addie Claire, the junior, plays a little first base, can also pitch in a pinch for this team, grounds it back to the pitcher. Pitch on the first base in time for out number three. Tigers are out of luck in the fourth. Not before they score two runs, though. On three hits in the inning, they're able to bring one, they're able to bring two around, and the Tigers will head to the bottom of the fourth inning up 9-0 on the Opelika High Bulldogs. Trying to win area game number one on the season. We'll tell you about it next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
At Troy Bank and Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The fourth inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters on 96.3 W. Lee.
Nine runs for the Auburn High Tigers, nothing for the Opelika Dogs. Auburn trying to win area game number one on the season. We are in Opelika at West Ridge Ballpark, home of the Opelika High School Bulldogs. Game one of this two-game set. Game number two will be Thursday night back in Auburn. Pitch coming home here to McCall Clayton is a strike from the second inning of Abby Helms. Helms was able to work a 1-2-3 inning in the third. 0-1. That one misses outside on the cutter, 1-1. M.A. Grace got things started in the circle for the Tigers tonight. Went two innings. Gave up no runs. Struck out three. Didn't walk a batter, but had a couple of hard-hit balls, and I think Auburn wanted to get Abby Helms some work. Three hits on the evening against M.A. That one fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses on the inner half. It'll go to 2-2. Two's wild on the board. Now here comes Helm with that pitch. on the inside corner, strike three looking. Strikeout number three on the night by Abby Helms. One down in the fourth inning. Brings up the pitcher, Jade Jones, now from the right side. Single her first time up in the second inning. Abby trying to keep her off of the hit column here. First pitch runs outside, 1-0. Boy, looking over at Plainsman Park, still bottom of the seventh there. UAB still leading Auburn 4-2. Auburn bats have not woken up since coming back from Georgia. And the 1-0 pitch misses inside, 2-0. Here at West Ridge Park, Auburn up 9-0 on the Dogs. This one's grounded over to first base. Coleman puts leather on the ball and taps the bag with the left foot to retire Jones for the first time tonight. We told you Auburn went down south this past weekend. Able to get some experience against some really good competition down south. One of the top teams in 6A Spanish Fort. Auburn takes into extra innings. Unable to come up with the win as Spanish Fort walks that one off 4-3, but did take down Baldwin County and Bryant in their trip down there. Led off the road trip actually with a 7-6 one-run loss to Fairhope. Another impressive squad at 21-8 on the season in 7A. That's the 25th ranked team in the state. Auburn, the number 19 team in the state coming into tonight. Rest of the way, it'll be the return game against Opelika on Thursday night. Next week, it'll be two against Central. Then you'll get a non-area game against Calera that next week. 0-2 pitch right by the bat of AG, and that will retire the Opelika Dogs in the fourth inning. We'll leave the conversation right there. We'll continue it after this. Auburn up 9-0, trying to get out of here with a run rule victory against Opelika. If they can hold on for another inning, we put up a couple of runs for some insurance, they'll have just that. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Auburn 9, Opelika nothing.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High School Baseball on 96.3 W. Lee is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Auburn High School out in front of Opelika 9-0 as we head to the top of the fifth inning on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. Daly Alsobrook stands in for the Tiger. Swings at the first pitch she sees by Jones. 0-1. That was an off-speed that dove downstairs. Daly was expecting a fastball there.
Trying so hard, kid. Smooth, easy, easy.
Daly's hit the ball hard a couple of times. Hadn't found outfield turf yet, but has walked in the second inning. The 0-1 coming home. Swing and a rip. There's some outfield grass from Daly Alsobrook. She'll find her way on with a single, and the batting average continues to fly up. Daly aboard. And now here is Taylor Coleman. Came on to play first base for Abby Helms, who went to the pitcher's circle. Helms staying in a lineup, though, so M.A. Grace exits the lineup with two hits on the evening. Did have a two RBI double in the second. Coleman standing in. 0-1 is the count now as first pitch is a strike. Alsobrook at first. Nobody down here in the top of the fifth inning. The 0-1 getting set to be delivered by Jade Jones in the circle for the Dogs. The 0-1 pitch. Coleman squares around and bunts it down the first baseline. That's a nice bunt. Throw on the first base is in time for the out. Alsobrook down to second base. Nice job by Coleman to get the job done on the sacrifice bunt. Now the three spot, Olivia Harris makes her way into the box. Harris with a double back in the second inning. Could bring home her second RBI of the night with another one of those here. Didn't tell you. Coleman's still searching for hit number one of the season, but does the job nicely there and gets the runner to second. First pitch of the at-bat, skips up there and gets away from the catcher. Throw down to third base as she's able to recover, and also Brooke is safe at third. Auburn does the job, gets the runner over to third base. Now it just takes something deep or a ground ball up the middle. Tigers will go up by double digits. Pitch to Harris. Here it is. Swing and a drive deep to center field. Going back is a center fielder. It's off the wall. Touching the plate will be Alsobrook sliding into second base. It's Olivia Harris. There's that RBI double, and the Tigers lead 10-0. That was poked by Olivia Harris. AG saw it off the bat, turned around, started running immediately. And here's Abby Helms. Let's go, Abby! A runner at second base now as the Tigers have gone up 10-0 on the road in Opelika. First pitch. Upstairs to the screen. Runner in Harris will stay at second base, though. Not a very deep screen here at West Ridge Park as that one bounces right back to the catcher, Soltau. Helms in the box. The 1-0. Swing and a chopper over down the third baseline. Abby was going after that one. A double back in the fourth inning. Ended up netting a run for the Tigers. Abby with a 1-1 count here. She'll look to try and finish off this Opelika lineup in the coming inning. Auburn put the foot down early tonight with 7 in the first two innings. And a 1-1 pitch. Swinging a pop-up. This will get back foul just above us. Right off of the roofing behind us on the concessions. 1-2 the count to Helms. Abby, a West Georgia signee. She'll be playing at the University of West Georgia. 282 on the season. 9 homers leads this Auburn High squad. 1-2 pitch getting set from Jones. Here it is. Skips up there in the turf. 2-2. Harris at second base thanks to the double off the wall in center. Abby with one swing of the bat could make it 12-0. I think she'd just be okay with 11 as well. Drive this somewhere in the outfield. 2-2. Swing and a pop up again back towards us. It'll stay 2-2. Told you coming up for the Tigers, some area play. Thursday night, this Opelika team will make the return trip over to Auburn. Auburn will play the same schedule at home and on the road against Central next week. It'll be Calera in between contests of Central and Smith Station in the same format on the road and at home. You'll play six total area games. Auburn will end the season with Beauregard at home and then get ready for the area tournament, where your season comes down to can you win two games and get to the regional. 3-2 coming home. Misses upstairs. Abby Helms works a walk. That's a nice job by Helms. Ninth walk of the year for Abby. And she's on first base. Won't be for long, though, as Addison Clanton will come on to pinch run for her. Auburn substituting their pitchers in and out. The catcher will walk out and have a quick conversation with Jade in the circle. Here is Lena Ray Sawyer. Two doubles on the evening, four RBIs for Lena Ray. That leads the squad tonight. Has a chance here to keep it going with a runner down at second. Hillar with five doubles on the year now. Takes the first pitch high, ball one, 1-0. Coming up on the Auburn High School Sports Network the rest of this week, won't be able to carry the competition against Opelika in softball. It'll be Auburn High Baseball on the air. As Lena Ray pops this one behind us, 1-1. Be Auburn High Baseball this week as they get ready to get into area play as well. Central coming to town tomorrow night, and then the return trip to Central on Thursday. 1-1. Swing and a rip. Oh, that's foul. It's hit deep down the line, but Sawyer hit it just over the head of Matt Hendricks, and yet again she turns on one and hits it hard. It's the third time she's done that tonight. One of them sucked inside the line. Lena Ray trying to find some outfield grass. I think Olivia Harris had something fall off, something in her hand. She heads over and hands it off to Coach Matt Hendricks. And ready for the 1-2 pitch. Chop to third base. Birmingham tags the bag. Will throw it to second base now. Oh, Addison Clanton wasn't running. She got mixed up. May have thought that it was a line out. And Opelika is going to turn to both force plays at third and at second base. Auburn does get a run, though, and goes up 10. It'll be the bottom of the fifth inning coming up next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
High School Baseball and Softball on 96.3 W. Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Two innings from M.A. Grace, two from Abby Helms. Now another one going to come on for the Tigers. A new pitcher. It is Lily Brewer, the sophomore. A 6-3 is the record. 49 and two-thirds innings pitched. 2.40 is the ERA for Lily. 32 hits, 23 runs, 17 of them earned. 18 walks to 69 strikeouts on the year. Lily Brewer has certainly gotten the reputation of the fireballer. Throw down to second base. And we're ready for action here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Auburn High, if you're just joining us, up 10-0 on the Opelika Dogs here at West Ridge Field. West Ridge Park, that is, home of the Opelika Bulldogs. Tigers trying to close this one out. Could do it with a run rule here if Lily Brewer can get out of this inning unscathed. Lily, I think, has kind of become the de facto closer for the Tigers here. And she'll stand in here. And the lights have gone out. Somebody forgot to pay the electric bill. Even though the scoreboard is still on. So we'll have a momentary stoppage in play here as we'll get the lights turned back on. While we've got a second, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Waiting on the light show to come back on here in Opelika. West Ridge Ballpark, we are at home of the Opelika Bulldogs. 10-0 Auburn High leads this one. Let's take a short break on the Auburn High Sports Network. Hold that thought for a moment as the lights have come back on right when the announcer calls it. The announcer jinx gives the lights back on, so if it happens again, it'll be my fault. Some conversation with the bench by E.K. Penton behind the dish. I think we're ready for action now as E.K. the jokester behind the dish. Here is the first pitch of the night for Brewer. Fastball missed low on 1-0. Forgot how baseball worked for a moment. Facing Kennedy Soltow, the catcher. 1-0 pitch. Ooh, miss way upstairs, 2-0. Auburn baseball fans not enjoying what's going on over at Plainsman Park. UAB still with a 4-2 lead over the Tigers. Bottom of the eighth inning, one down, nobody on for Auburn. They're going to need some late-game heroics. Here's the 2-0 at this field where not many heroics will be needed by Auburn tonight. At least you hope not, as the 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. 1-2-1. 2-1 coming home, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Lily Brewer looking for strikeout number 70 on the year. Picked up 14 of them last time out at Auburn High Softball Complex. Pitched over this weekend, too, but last time we called her, she was masterful. 2-2, grounded foul down the first baseline. Two's wild on the board. Auburn trying to go 1-2-3 in the inning. Pitch coming home. Swing and a miss. Penton drops the third strike, but nothing to do with it will be Soltow, and there is one down in the inning. Lily Brewer, when she rears back and throws the fastball by you, it's just about unhittable. Got to mix it up every once in a while just to say you did, it seems like, but strikeout number 70 on the season for the sophomore. We are just now in area play. First pitch coming home. Ball misses outside. 1-0. Auburn does have a one-out base runner at Plainsman Park there in the bottom of the eighth inning, trying to come back on UAB. 1-0. Right there. 1-1. Brewer comes back after the first pitch misses outside. Tigers trying to wrap things up here in Opelika. Move to 1-0 in area play, looking for win number 17 on the season. The 1-1 pitch tapped back to Brewer in the circle. Comes up, throws over to first base in time for the out. Two down in the inning, and Auburn's an out away. Standing in the way, it is Emily Birmingham. She's done a little of everything tonight. Started out on defense. Check that. Started out as a designated player on the evening. Actually started at third base, then moved over to the pitching spot, and has since come back to third base. She takes the first pitch. She called strike one, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 from Brewer. Off the plate, just a tad, 1-1. Auburn baseball, a little something going here in the eighth. A couple of hits in a row, and now runners at first and second with one down. Still trailing UAB by two. The 1-1 rise ball, swing and a miss, 1-2. Down to one, final strike. Brewer trying to work a clean bottom of the fifth inning. The sophomore Lily checks the wristband, and a righty getting set to fire home. Takes a breath. Here it is. Foul back to the screen in front of us. We'll have to do it again. Tigers trying to move to 17-6 on the season. Brewer the righty. Loads and fires. Foul tip again. It'll stay at 1-2. Brewer peering down. Homer trying to close this out. 1-2 pitch coming home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Brewer gets out of the fifth. And that will be a run rule victory for the Auburn High Tigers. 10-0, they defeat the Opelika High School Bulldogs on the road. They get area win number one on the season, and they improve to 17-6 overall. Don't go anywhere, as we'll come right back and talk a little bit to Coach Matt Hendricks on the Auburn High Sports Network on the Orthopedic Clinic post-game report. We'll have that plus post-game stats and a look at what's going on next week for the Auburn High School Tigers and on this Auburn High School Sports Network. Don't go anywhere. Tigers again win 10-0 over the Opelika Bulldogs. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
At Troy Bank & Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank & Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Now, back to the ballpark for the Auburn High School Softball Postgame Show on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Auburn a winner tonight over Opelika, 10-0. They run rule the Opelika Bulldogs and are able to get out of here with area win number one on the season. We'll talk to head coach Matt Hendricks in just a second. First, let's talk to our MVP of the night, Lane Array, L.R. Sawyer, Lur, as I think coach called you there a minute ago. Tell us about what you saw in that first at-bat, Lane Array. I know that you ripped a couple of doubles tonight. What did you see in that first one that was able to get you guys on top?
The first at-bat, I was honestly just looking for an inside pitch because that's just my favorite pitch, and she finally just threw me one, and I just swung at it as hard as I could.
You ripped a few down that line tonight, and I kept thinking that you were going to hit coach in the legs or something one time when you were headed down there. Have you been working on kind of turning and pulling the ball this past year, or has that been something you've always done?
It's been something I've always done, but I've started working on pulling a lot more balls this year.
Pulling it a little bit more towards the left side. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so walk me through kind of how your progression has been from last year to this year. I know that you were playing some catcher, and now you're playing some left field too. Have you done anything differently to work on your game this year? Just kind of tell me about some of that.
So I hurt my hip last year, and I've been doing physical therapy for it, and it's honestly just opened up my hips a lot more, and I feel like I can get to a ball a lot better, and I feel like I've just gotten so much faster as a player.
And that definitely helps you out in the outfield, I'm sure. Tell me about some of your goals, not just with the team this season, but I've been asking everybody that comes on, personal goals for you this year. What are you hoping to accomplish?
My personal goals, I was hoping to start going oppo a lot more, and I finally went oppo there. And honestly, just, like, being more encouraging for my teammates and, like, not putting so much pressure on myself whenever I'm not doing my best.
You're doing a good job of it, LR. Good job tonight. You get a couple of doubles. You lead the team in RBIs tonight. Well done as you guys get your first area win. We'll see you next time. Go Tigers.
Thank you.
All right, that's LR Sawyer on the Auburn High Sports Network. And now we're going to talk to head coach Matt Hendricks for a moment as we get the headset on him. Head coach here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Post-game report, Coach. You had me on the edge of my seat there late.
I mean, it was we came over here last year, and we didn't take care of business the way we were supposed to. So, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but the whole message all week was you have to go prove it. I mean, this, you can look at records. You can look at who we played. You can look at kind of the road we've been on so far, and we were prepped and ready for a game like this. my kids executed. They did everything I asked them to do. They managed situations. I mean, we got a bunt down up 9-0, and a lot of people are like, why are you bunting? I'm like, because we've got to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
There are little things that we hadn't done well that we've got to work on. I'm more proud of the line shots and the staying through the middle early and doing little things like that to manufacture runs than I am anything else. I mean, we might have scored 4, 5, 6 in the first inning if I hadn't gotten L. Arthur on out the plate. So, kid made a great throw, though, and a good tag by the catcher. So, it's just one of those things you learn from. But overall, I'm pleased. Now, we're still going to come in tomorrow and work. And that was what I told him. I said, the message is the work's not over. Like, you've got to go work, get ready to prepare, and play them again Thursday, because last year we beat them 16-3 day one and struggled day two. And we can't fall into that trap again.
11 hits tonight in 5 innings. That's a bit of an offensive explosion. It was a little different last time out at home when I saw you guys at taking on Ben Russell. What have you guys done this week that have gotten you guys back in a good headspace for that kind of hitting?
It's about who you play and do you stack good pitching back-to-back. We went down to Spanish Fort last weekend, and we saw Madeline Bird from Baldwin County, who is phenomenal. She's probably the second best in the state, and that's only because Moten's here. We beat her 1-0 on back-to-back doubles. We had 2 hits. We hit them back-to-back, and that's how we beat her.
Yeah.
MA threw a 6-hit shutout, like spun a gym, and we found a way to beat them. It was a 7-inning game that lasted 1 hour and 18 minutes. We played Fairhope, who beat us 7-6 with a little kid spinning it, but we swung it well. We lost to Spanish Fort the next morning 4-3 in extra innings against Mallory Beagle, who's one of the best in the state, and we hit her well. And then we hammered Alma Bryant pretty good. They're hurt. They got a couple kids that are down. And so it wasn't their true showing, but it's about stacking opponents over and over and over. And we've got a stretch coming up that I'm not even going to announce and talk about yet. But it's coming next week that we're going to have another slate like that where we play 7 games that are just brutal. But it's to prepare for situations like this and to prepare for the postseason, because it's the only way you get any better.
It's not your typical Opelika team this year. Honestly, in the past few years, at least that I've been calling, some games you're used to rolling. This year, not so much. It's a 14-win team this year. They've got experience winning games. How do you get up for a game like that when, in the past, you may not have been necessarily competitive with a team, but it's time to get up for them?
Well, the game's about being selfless, but in your preparation, you have to be selfish. Like, as weird as that sounds, so you have to focus on you when you're prepared. And so when we prepare, we don't think about opponents. We think about what do we need to work on, what's our zone recognition like, what kind of pitches are we trying to hit, you know, what situations are we in, and we just work the situations. We don't care who's across the field and who's in the circle. Then when you get into a game, it's really easy because instead of trying to beat your opponent, you're trying to beat the ball. Game revolves around the ball. Like, I use that analogy all the time. It's not about the opponent. It's not about anything else. It's who manages and controls the ball. So if you control it the best, whether you're pitching it, you're defending it, or you're hitting it, you're going to win ball games. And so your preparation really comes down to how well do you manage the ball and how well do you manage that. So,
3-hit night for the Auburn pitching staff, 11 hits by the offense. They're able to get Opelika 10-0 in 5 innings. Coach Matt Hendricks, appreciate the time, man. We'll see you out next week.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Coach Matt Hendricks on the Auburn High Sports Network. We head off to break in just a moment. But before that, let's give you some post-game statistics here. Just a couple of hitters going on. Daly also broke 1-for-3 on the night with a walk back in the second. Couple of hits for M.A. Grace as well in a sack bunt. You get a 2-for-4 night on Olivia Harris, but she was on all 4 times thanks to a couple of errors. A double by Abby Helms in the fourth, also walked a couple of times. 2-for-4 on the night was L.R. Sawyer. She's our MVP of the game with 4 RBIs and 2 doubles. You also had Reese Kelly getting aboard a couple of times via the walk. Tough night for the 7 spot in Gracie Mason, E.K. Penton, 0-for-3 there. 2-for-3, Peyton Fitzgerald. Carol does a nice job in that 8 spot in the designated player role. And then Caitlin Brock with a hit in the third and a walk in the second inning. M.A. Grace goes 2 innings, no runs, none of them earned, of course. 3 strikeouts, no walks, and 3 hits against her. And then Abby Helms and Lily Brewer hold the Opelika Dogs hitless the rest of the way. That's going to do it for us here on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Once again, Auburn a winner 10-0 over the Opelika Bulldogs. The next Auburn High School Sports Network broadcast will be tomorrow. It will be 4:30 when Auburn. Check that. That's 5 o'clock when Auburn High Baseball takes on Central at SEMO Field back in Auburn. It'll be Jacob Goins and myself on the call. And then Thursday, it will be back in Central High to return the favor. So we'll have some action for you this week. But for now, Auburn High School, a winner in softball over the Opelika Dogs, 10-0. This is Jack Hunn from Wedge Ridge Field in Opelika saying good night, so long, and go Tigers.
Thank you for listening to Auburn High School Softball on 96.3 W Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gooch Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule at 963WLEE.com. Follow AHL here on 96.3 W Lee. And go Tigers!
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
96.3 W Lee, Light Favorite, 96.3 W Lee, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika. 96.